Blog Talk Radio.
This call is being recorded.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank God for this day. Amen. This is a new day, a new time that we brought us. God has allowed us to see today. So, Father God, we are thankful today, Lord. You've been good to us, O Lord. You've been better to us, Lord, than we've been to ourselves, Lord. You have saved us. You have watched us in the water of the word and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you for being our salvation, O Lord. It was you, Lord, that died and shed your blood that we might live and have the right to the tree of life. Father, we give you all the glory and the praise, asking you today, O Lord, to be in the midst of us. And we thank you for being in our midst. Your presence is here in our midst, O Lord. You're here to save. You're here to deliver, Lord. You're here to restore those things that are broken. And we thank you for your presence being in the midst of us today. And so we come now, Lord, said, give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. And we thank you for the bread of life, O Father, that you have given unto us today. We thank you, Lord, for pouring out your spirit upon all flesh. O Lord, pour out on us today your presence today, Lord. Lord, that it might bring forth deliverance, O Lord, for you are our deliverer. O Lord, deliver us from the strong, from the strong enemy, O Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for delivering our minds, O Lord. O Lord, that we might be able to understand, Lord. We thank you for opening up our heart, that we might receive the engrafted word of God. We just thank and praise you today for this line today, Lord. And Lord, may the mouth be open today, O Lord. And Lord, may they testify of your goodness. May they testify of your mercy. May they testify of the glory, O Lord, that you have put upon us. Thank you today, Lord, for this day. And Lord, may this line and may the people on the line be blessed from the testimonies that goes out of the mouth of your people. And Father, we give you the praise and we give you the glory. We give you all the honor. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, for this line and the people on the line today. And we give you praise today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. We just want to thank everybody for coming on today. We call this today, we give honor today for this being, we call it Men Day. And today, you know, it's a time that everybody give a testimony today. We know that God has done something for you. I don't know anyone that would be on the line today that God hasn't done something for them. He brought you from somewhere. He delivered you from something. He saved you from something. He brought you through something. And I know God has done something for you today. And so, Father, we just thank all of y'all, you know, just come in today and give your testimony of something God has did for you. And I want y'all to be open. Amen. Sister say, well, it's not a time to preach. Amen. It's a time to give. It's a time to give some praise. It's a time to give some glory for you. So we just want you to come from your heart today and say what's on your heart. and not just say everything since you got saved. We want to hear about the things God brought you from, or God brought you to, or brought you through. So thank God today. Amen. I want to read a few scriptures here today that God kind of asked some questions. Amen. And before we get into it today, Psalms 81 and 8. Amen. Hallelujah. Hold on. I might have missed it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Trying to get my scripture today. Amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Amen. We want to read the book of Acts today because this is the beginning of the gospel. It's the beginning of the good news. This is the beginning of the New Testament. And the Lord had told them, go to Jerusalem and wait there and tarry there until the Holy Spirit be poured out on them. But in Acts chapter 2, in verse 17, it says, and it shall come to pass, Acts chapter 2, verse 17, and it shall come to pass in the last day, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And upon my servants and upon my handmaid will I pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Amen. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord. Amen. And that was the promise of God, that in the last days he's going to pour out his spirit. And so now God has poured out his spirit upon us. And so now we need to thank God that the promise that he made to us, it has already been done. Amen. Jesus has already done everything that brings salvation. He's already came and he died. He was born, he died, and he rose again on the third day. And because of that, amen, you can all be saved. All mankind can be saved. And when he said he was going to pour out his spirit, he poured out his spirit upon all flesh. Amen. Sons and daughters. Amen. Anybody today can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then after the Holy Spirit was poured out in Acts chapter 2, amen, and verse 37, he said, and now when they heard this, they was pricked in their heart and said unto the Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? In other words, they was asking a question because the Holy Spirit had been poured out. Amen. And now that the Holy Spirit has been poured out and they talked the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, they wanted to know, what shall we do? What shall we do? And then in verse 38, and then Peter said unto them, repent. Amen. It always got to be the repentance process in it. Amen. We got to repent and change your mind, change your ways about the things that you're doing or you have done. Recognize that all is under sin. And because all is under sin, you want to repent of that sin. And now you want to go in a different direction. And because now you want to go in a different direction, he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you. He didn't say that it was just for certain people. He said, every one of you. A lot of people miss that sometimes because they think, well, there's two different ways to be baptized. You know, you can do it this way and you can do it that way. But he does say, repent, every one of you. And if it says every one of you, that means that nobody's left out. Amen. That this is what you should do, every one of you. And so if that's not you, you need to do what the word said do. And not just talk about what the word say do, you need to do what the word says do. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It starts with a thought with you want a change of heart. You want your life to be changed. You need help with what you're doing. And because you need that help, he said, just repent from doing it your way and turn over to the my way. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, you don't let people tell you today that you don't need to be baptized to be saved. Amen. This is what it says. Every one of you, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, it's the Holy Spirit that makes you new. It's the Holy Spirit that is the life that God puts on the inside of you, because now you have become a seed. And anytime there is a seed, there must be life in the seed. So when the seed is planted, that the seed can be resurrected. If there's life, no life in the seed can't be resurrected unto life. You need the Holy Spirit in your life to lead you and to guide you and to put new life on you. So when you die, you know you're going to live again because it's the Holy Spirit that is going to resurrect you unto the new life. Amen. So thank God for his Holy Spirit. He said, for the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as the many as the Lord our God shall call. That means everybody that God calls, that promise is unto you, unto all. Amen. And because it's unto all, then all should participate and all should partake. That don't leave anyone out. He says unto all of you, even as many as the Lord your God, the promise is unto you. So don't let nobody tell you that that promise has been done away. That promise hasn't been done away. The promise of the Holy Spirit has not been done away. And so thank God today that the promise still stands. That promise is unto you. And with many other words, he testified, he exhorts, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. In other words, that you got a desire to be saved from this untoward generation, this wicked generation. But it is God that separates us. See, it takes the Holy Ghost to separate you, amen, because the Holy Spirit is your sanctification. See, God has to sanctify you and anoint you. When he anoints you, he separates you from the world so that you won't now, you might be in the world, but you won't be of the world. Your flesh might be in the world, but we want your spirit or your mind to be in God. And see, that is the difference today between the Old Testament and the New Testament. In the Old Testament, the Spirit came upon them. But in the New Testament, the Spirit dwells in us. So thank God for him dwelling in us today. Thank God for his Spirit dwelling in us. And so don't let no one tell you that this promise is not unto you. It's not just for some people, that the promise of God's Spirit is for all people. And I don't know why it is that we're so separated about this, whether or not the Holy Spirit is for just some people. The Holy Spirit is for all people. God loved the world, and all those that come to him, he would share his presence with them. And so if that's you today, you want to be saved today, we want to give you an opportunity. We're going to give you an opportunity today to be saved, to be delivered. And so, today, you know, from hearing the testimonies of different ones of what God brought them through, I hope and pray that somebody will say something that will lead you to want to be saved. It's all about salvation. This line is all about we want to see people saved. We want to see people baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. We want to see people filled with the Holy Spirit. We want people to walk upright before God and be holy before God, because God wants us to be holy. When you say being holy, it's the Holy Spirit that makes you holy. And so I don't know how you can just be holy without first having the Holy Spirit. You can't be something that God hasn't made you. So God makes you holy, and then he tells you, because I've made you holy, I want you to be holy now. Because God made you a man, then he just tells you, be a man. You're not doing anything to be the man because God made you a man. Amen. What you're doing, you're living as you live because you are a man. and you live holy because you are holy. God, only God can make you holy. You can't be holy on your own. It takes the Holy Spirit to make you holy. And so if that's you today, you need to be made holy by the Holy Spirit. You got something on the inside of you. God is able to remove anything that is on the inside of you. God can change your life. God can make your life over. I don't know why so many people rebel against the Spirit of God. He said, my spirit won't always strive with you. Amen. I'm not going to keep on fighting with you, trying to get you to change. I allowed you to get into different things. And then I brought you out of it to let you know that I love you and that I want to save you. But you keep bucking up against God. He said, I'm not going to keep doing that. There's going to come a time now that I'm going to turn you loose. And this is where Romans chapter 1 talks about he'll turn you over to a reprobate mind. Amen. That you will dishonor your body. Hang them on yourself. We don't want to do that. So thank God today. Thank God today. Amen. We're going to have a, we're going to ask now, amen, for a song to be ahead of. Brother Prevost, you on?
Yeah, he's here.
Amen. All right, come on with the song, brother.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. Went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody, nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and my your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Nobody greater, body greater, Jesus. Nobody greater.
for nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than
nobody greater,
nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singer, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater,
nobody greater.
Couldn't find
nobody
greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Oh.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Everyone in the building, just sing that tonight. That's what we came to say. Nobody greater.
Nobody. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. Go ahead, Brenda, while you're there. I know you're at work. Give your testimony and give us a song. Amen. We just thank God for you.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for you, Pastor. This is Elder Prevost. Thank God for everybody on the line today. Thank God for being here. Thank God for Men's Day. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
it's just a blessing to be delivered from everything in the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. My testimony today is that God delivered me from adultery. Glory to God. In my past relationship, with my ex-wife, I was unfaithful. Glory to God. And I felt justified because of whatever situation was going on at the time, and what I was doing. But I thank God that I done came to Christ and I done got my mind right. A lot of us, we need to get our mind right when we come to Christ. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of us come to Christ and get our mind right. So I thank God that I got my mind right, got my mind set, and I don't let any situations or any conditions that's going on within my relationship or within my marriage to deter me from doing what the right thing is in my marriage. I thank God for getting delivered from feelings, because, you know, feelings can cause us to sin. And I used to be in my feelings a lot when I was a youngster. A lot of us know when we was young, when we was in our 20s, early 30s, maybe even early 40s, we was in our feelings, and we let our feelings determine our actions. And I thank God I've been delivered from that. I've been delivered from a worldly wanting to be a worldly musician, praise God, delivered from the streets, delivered from leading people astray. And I just thank God that, you know, the Bible say, let this mind be in me that's also in Christ Jesus. And even though I'm a little unorthodox, Jesus was unorthodox. And Jesus went to the world to get the world. So I go, God sent me to the world to get him, and I thank God he sent me out there to go get him. I thank God that he renewed my mind and set me on the right path, because I was ready to lead people astray. I ain't going to lie to y'all. Y'all, I wanted the money so bad, I was ready to sign whatever contract, join whatever secret society, Illuminati, whatever you wanted to call it. I was ready to get out there and get in it and get this money. You know what I'm saying? But I thank God I've been delivered from that mindset of chasing money, because when you chase God, the money end up chasing you. So I just thank God, and I just give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. And I want to play one of my songs for y'all. This one is called Ordinary. It's just basically saying, you know, a lot of people a lot of people, especially in the church, may feel like, you know, you doing extra. You extra spiritual. You extra this. You dress too like this. You wear too much of that and all this other stuff. But you got to tell them, I'm not being extra. I'm just being ordinary. See, your extra is my ordinary. God made me extraordinary. So to be extraordinary in your eyes, I'm really just being extra. I'm like Beyonce. I woke up like, bless the Lord. This song is called Ordinary.
Yeah, that's really,
and I hope y'all like it.
No, I'll let them know. No, it's good. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah, huh? Here we go. Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra, you think I do the most. You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing. Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He just extra, yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God, he just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time, all y'all haters get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget, I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers don't have it for the low. God with me,
say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Tryna overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G-O-D, because he got my back. Where Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it, and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Amen. And that's my testimony. Thank you for your time.
Praise God. Yeah, just being ordinary.
Yeah, the whole group came out.
Just being ordinary. So thank God that Minister Prevost there, he said he's just being ordinary. He's not trying to be too high. He's not trying to be too low. He's just trying to be in the middle. Amen. So praise God. Thank God for the Prevost. So he said if you heard what he said and the thing that God delivered him out of, amen, maybe you're going through that same thing too. Amen. They've been delivered from, you know, adultery, amen. Get a got out of his feelings. And a lot of times that is the thing. So we always try to make things right that is wrong, and we try to find some way to make us feel we're doing right even when we're doing wrong. And so bless God for that testimony. Hey, Brother Mr. Prevost. Amen. Amen. We open up the line now. You know, this is the day of testimony, amen, of where God brought you from.
Oh, it happened last night.
The Bible said we overcome by the words of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So we overcome through what you say. Amen. So whatever's coming out of your mouth, you can overcome that. And then you got to speak in behalf of where God brought you from. It's because you're testifying of the positive. I want to call it positive. Or you're testifying to the things of the Spirit. And so who's going to be next on this day that you want to give a testimony? Because somebody may be going through the same problem that you're going through, and we want to hear your voice today. This is the time for the men to say something, because the men got to stand up. Amen. Let the men stand up and be men. Amen. That's what we need today, men being men and standing up and taking charge of place and position that God put you in. Amen. Who's going to be
amen,
next?
Amen. Me, Pastor. This is Deacon Jackson.
Go ahead, Deacon.
And so the Lord delivered me and placed on my heart to start up a men's ministry at our church. More of the men's, like you say, because we need more men to get involved with the church, not just sit back as pew holders. And just, you know, we have to let our voices be held, because we have our young men that's coming up behind us. We need them to learn, because they're sit here to lead our women. They're supposed to be the head of the household, to lead, not to follow. So without our men being in the household to lead our younger men, where else can we get them but at the church and get them into the church? So therefore, that's one of my testimonies. Another one of my testimonies, I just thank God for another year just for seeing 2023. That's the biggest, you know, just for seeing 2023, because I wasn't even supposed to see 89. I know it was far back, but thank God I see 89 and then 90 and then 90, because I was just in a coma for 96 days. And my doctor told me I wasn't supposed to be able to do anything. If I would, I'd be a vegetable. I came out of it. I'm at the job, working for the city of Oakland, doing big. So I'm here. I mean, so I thank God every day for that. And so I say I'm actually at work now, so I can't really do too much talking, but I just got to give it. I got to give him all the praise and all the joy, and all of us, because it's his, for him and him alone. But I'm still listening, though. I'm still gonna be listening. So.
Hallelujah! Thank God for Brother Jackson there. Amen. That God brought him out of a coma. Amen. All the things that the enemy said that he wasn't supposed to do, he's doing right now. You know, the devil tried to kill him, but God has him here. He's here now. So thank God that God can deliver you. So thank God for Brother Jackson this morning that was on to give his testimony. Amen. And God put it in his heart to start a work for the men. Amen. Thank God that somebody, amen, is reaching out to men today. You know, we look in the church is full of women, amen, but there's few men. Thank God that God will put men back in position, put them back in the place, that they might be the leaders of their home, they might be the leaders of the church, amen, because that's the position God gave them, amen. They might be leader, even the leader of the nation. And so thank God for Brother Jackson today. We'll give you an opportunity today if there's somebody else. I didn't know whether the 502 number or the 402 number is on. Is that on yet, sister?
Not yet, Bishop.
Amen. So we're thanking God for that now. Who's going to be next? So just to give a testimony, where God brought you from and what God walks you through. I know you've been in something that God brought you out of, and we want to hear from you today. Amen. Give you, let your voice be heard today.
I got a video.
Amen. So, Brother Smothers, you old yet?
Not yet.
Amen. I guess they're cutting out on me today. Who's going to be next? Is someone else going to give a testimony today?
Well, pull me back up. Pull me back up.
Amen. Brother Anthony on?
Not yet.
Pull me back up. Pull me back up.
Well, go ahead, brother. It don't seem like nobody else is saying anything. Go ahead.
Yes, I. Another thing, he promised from the London Street. I guess he did. London Street to open. He promised out of that. Thing. I have to sit all year out in him until we get out of him. Like you say, chasing that money, I mean, that's what I was just chasing. And having him by the coattail, too. He said, chase, chase, chase. But God has some big and better for me. That's what he did. Even though he had to beat me a little bit to do it, but he beat me. I took some spots. Now I'm on his team, the winning team. That's what he is, winning team. And I thank him. Yes, I do. I thank most certainly. Thank him for that. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank God.
Yes,
thank God. Brother
Tobias. What's
this?
Oh, no, I got peace.
Okay.
And I say I got shot all up inside of me, and it was, one of them was like a quarter of an inch from the main artery. It was made and bleed to death on the spot. But God, that's all I have to say. But God, he didn't see me to go yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Seems like that door's been through. I got to. And then I was working at that old Wicked Club, having to stand up all night. So I was still awake. They had brought me out the streets, and I wasn't there because I'm still away from where I needed to be. I wasn't in God's home, even though I was working, I was in the club, so ain't nothing in the club. Fornication, bad vibes, nothing godly in the club. So he took that taste out of my mind.
Thank you.
And thank God, first and foremost, for putting sister Denise, oh my God, in my life, because she's done so much for me. Yes, she did. She did. And I can't stop thanking God enough to put her in my life. Just let her know I appreciate her so much, and I appreciate God for her because she did so much for me and so many other people. And she just, I mean, she knows she gets her blessing because she did it. I mean, she, yes.
Right.
Yes, she does. She puts in all the full work. I just give God all the grace for her, all the grace and mercy for her. Because without her, this, I don't, thank you, Father. Yeah. God,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So you put people, God put people in your life for a reason and a season. He put up in my life for, at that season, for a great reason. And for that, I thank you. Yes, I thank you for that.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Rodney. God bless you. I love you, too.
Thank you, Brother Rodney. Appreciate your voice. Appreciate your voice being heard this morning.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Michael 6:3, he says, oh, my people, what have I done unto thee? This is the Lord saying, oh, my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? He said, testify against me. And God said, now, what have I done? Tell me what I've done unto you. Amen. That you don't want to serve me. Tell me, what have I done to you that you don't want to worship me? What have I done? Can you have a testimony against God? So God is asking, now, if you got something against me, he said, testify against me. Tell me what I've done that he might know it. And because if you don't have no testify against God, then we should be able to testify for God, to tell the God the wonderful things that he's done in your life. And we want to hear about the wonderful things that God has done in your life. Will there be somebody else who will be willing to speak up so that we might hear the good things and the wonderful thing God has done in your life? Amen. We want to hear from you. Is there somebody else this morning, amen, that's willing to testify? Amen. It's 10:40 and don't seem like they showed up yet, but is there somebody else online?
Yeah, it's 8:40. They haven't come in yet.
You mean those were the only three brothers showed up on time?
Hallelujah.
Amen. I was looking for Brother Norman. He showed up.
No, not yet. He said he's coming.
And Minister Ray, he showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Praise God.
Yeah, see,
is what now?
I was just joking. I say they on CP time.
Oh, yes. Well, thank God anyway. You know, I just could give my testimony. Amen. Well, the things God brought me out of it, I guess if I stayed all day to try to tell all the things that God brought me out of, I could say that, you know, that God got me out of, you know, I was a big drinker. I won't say the big drinker. You know, I did get sloppy drinks sometimes. And say that I didn't, amen. But I just think about, you know, when I was a drinker, and I was just sitting, one day I was just sitting at the table reading my Bible, amen, had my beer sitting up there, and I was reading my Bible. You know, everybody may have said, well, man, you know, you was drinking and reading your Bible. I said, yep, that's where I used to read my Bible. I take my Bible and get my old English 800, amen, and I sit there, and I would drink my beer and read my Bible. But to show how God delivers you, so that there's no certain way to get deliverance from God. That was the way God delivered me. It might not be the way he delivered you, but that was the way he delivered me. And I sat there, and I drank, and then finally I read, and then I would drink, and then finally one day, reading the word came to me while I was reading and said, you don't need that no more. Amen. It's just a thought, or whatever you might call it, came into my mind that said, you don't need that anymore. And I can remember I had got about half, had drank one can, and I had got about half of the next can, and then I pushed the can away. And that was back in about 1981. I pushed that can aside, and I said, I don't need this no more. And I can say God delivered me from drinking beer, and I haven't had a beer since 1981, since that day. God just took the taste. It took the desire out of me. See, that is what we need to be taken away. You need the desire. And so, therefore, you know, beer don't tempt me no more. That was my biggest problem at that time. I'm not tempted by that anymore because God took the desire and he took the taste out of my mouth. And so I just give God the glory and praise that he took the taste out of my mouth and he changed my desire that I didn't need to let me know the thing that I thought that I was needing, that I don't need that thing no more. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. And so I'm trying to say to somebody today that if that's you, I mean, you get in that word and begin to read that word. The word of God will change your mind. It'll change your desire. You see, many times we say that we know God and we know the word, but sometimes we deny the power of the word. When you deny the power of the word, then we're denying God. And God is the word. And because of his word, it was his word that changed my desire and delivered me. And I can say now I haven't had a beer since 1981 at the time that God delivered me from it. So I'm just here to give a testimony to God's power and give a testimony to the word of God if you would be willing, amen, to get into the Word and just read. Somebody said, what did I need to read? You just need to read the Word of God. And the Word will deliver you, change your desires, it'll change your mind about the things that you've been out and doing. And so just get in the Word. So God delivered me from the beer. I was a beer drinker. God delivered me from that. So I just thank God for that. Is there somebody else left? Do I need to keep telling my testimony? I want somebody else to give their testimony. I don't want to do all of it. Is there somebody else just come on?
Brother Smothers just said on.
Hallelujah. Okay, Pastor Smothers, amen. I know you got a song and a testimony. Hey, will you give your song and testimony today? Is he on mute?
He must be on mute. Yeah, maybe he's on mute.
Pastor Smothers, it's your turn. Well, I don't know what's going on with
it. Praise God. Yeah, hallelujah. God is still delivering me. Gambling, chasing women, lying. Just adultery. Oh, my goodness. God has delivered me out of so many things. Jumping out of two-story windows when the husband come home. You know, getting a knock on the door, afraid that I'm going to be caught. Lying to my wife, you know. Letting the air out of my tire, saying I had a flat. That's why I got home late. All kind of stuff. Deception. Yeah, glory be to God. But thank God. And guess what? God is still delivering me. When I didn't know how I was going to make it. I've been in some places. I've been in some situations when I know they were plotting to destroy me. Knew it. And still made it out. Not by my own strength, but by the Spirit of God, by the blessing and grace of God. Hallelujah. I can't help but praise him. I got to give him, the scripture says, honor to whom honor is due. Praise to those who praise is due. So I got to praise God. I got to thank God. I got to say, God, continue, Lord God, to show mercy and grace and deliver me even from myself. Because I was my own worst enemy. And many times I told you guys before, I was living a nightmare. I actually was, you know, and I knew, I felt like I didn't even want to live any longer, you know,
yeah.
But glory be to God, he kept me, I know he kept me, you know, because I couldn't keep myself, I was basically out of my mind, but glory be to God, who loved me so much, long-suffering with me, patient with me. Hallelujah. I'm concluding. I just got to give God all the praise, honor, and glory. For he is good to me. I don't know about anybody else. I know God is good to everybody, but it's our confession that God is good to you that lets God know that you know that he is the one that is making all things possible for us.
Amen.
I'm concluding. I thank you for the opportunity. Praise God.
You got a song for us?
Yeah. Let me see if I can do this a little bit. I want to change it up a little bit, though. The song says, never could have made it. I say, no one could have made it. No, we cannot make it. Without God, we lose it all. But now I see how he was there for me, because I never could have made it without God. I want to thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, let's see. I'm going to have to let that do, because actually I'm in the grocery store making groceries. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank you for providing for me to make a few little groceries. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless his holy name.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank Brother Smothers for that word, that testimony. Amen. You know, I was sitting here and I was thinking about it in Luke chapter 16. He was talking about the rich man and Lazarus. And when the rich man and Lazarus were, that the rich man had everything in this life. And then he saw Lazarus out there big, and then he never would care with Lazarus the things that he had. And then when he died, he ended up in hell. And then when he ended up in hell because he didn't do right on this side, you know, if you don't do right on this side, you know you're not going to have anything good on the other side. And this man ended up in hell. But while he was in hell, I want you to know what he said about it, amen. So because he said in verse 28, he said, verse 27 and 28, he said, then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he might testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And here's, we don't want to wait too long to testify because your testimony might be salvation to somebody else. This man was in torment, and because he was in torment, he said, Abraham, send somebody to tell my brother not to come into this dreadful place. You know, you might not realize today, but your testimony can teach somebody, might help somebody else from going to the dreadful place of hell. You know, if we care about one another and we love one another, and you don't want to see your brother go to this place, then just as this man is in hell trying to send somebody to testify to his brethren, we need somebody to testify right now today, because you might have a brother, whoever you consider your brother to be, amen. And then we are all brothers and sisters among one another, and you want somebody to testify to them. Because, you know, whenever the Satan, he blinded their eyes, and because he blinded their eyes, we need somebody to testify, to open up the eyes of the blind so they can see, so they won't end up in the same place that this rich man entered into. And so he said, send somebody to testify. There are some brothers on might be on the line today that you need to give a testimony, because you don't want them to end up in that dreadful place. You don't want them to end up in hell. So your testimony is very important, because your testimony could stop them from going to the same dreadful place that this man ended up in. The rich man here, he's in hell now. Want somebody to give witness to his brethren. Now, if a man is crying out from hell, amen, that somebody would testify to his brethren, we need somebody to testify today of the goodness of the Lord so that other people won't end up in that same place. Now, if this man is crying out, testify, now I'm crying out there, you need to give your testimony, because you don't want your brother to end up in the same place. And so who's going to be next? We need you to testify, because you don't want your brother to go to hell. You don't want them to end up in torment. You don't want them to end up lost. You want to open their eyes up to let them know that God is able to help you. God is able to do something for you. God can turn your life around. He'll put you on the path of righteousness. Amen. Praise God. He'll deliver you from your sin. He'll bring you out of your sorrow and give you joy. He's here, amen, to save. He's here to deliver it. So let somebody hear your testimony of the deliverance of the Lord so that they won't end up in the same dreadful place. Amen. Be like this. I'm like this rich man today. I wish somebody would testify, amen, to my brethren today. Will there be somebody else that will testify, amen, of the goodness of the Lord? That somebody else came on today that want to give their testimony today. Amen.
502 is on, Bishop.
Amen. Brother Derek, amen. I know God just got you out of some stuff. Amen. Will you give a testimony to us? Amen.
Yes, sir. I most certainly can. Hello. Praise the Lord, everybody. And
And to all that's listening, I wish you all a good day. And my name is Derek Harvey, and I'm from Frankfort, Kentucky. And my testimony is a testimony of God's ability to rule over all the powers that be. The people that think they have control don't necessarily have control. God has the last say-so. Can you turn that down, please? For the last 15 months, I have been incarcerated under a judge who refused to follow the law, the Constitution, the rules of the court, anything. He flat out decided he was not going to let me out of jail. And no matter what lawyers tried to do, no matter what, I was in jail and wasn't going to get out. Oh, but God.
Yes.
God through and changed the heart. Even in the last minute when the judge's heart had softened enough to where I could get out of jail, the devil shows up and makes my bond go up again in the last 5 minutes. It goes up $10,000 more in 5 minutes, and don't nobody know where the money came from, where they get that number from, but it did. Oh, but God. The door to the jail opened anyway.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to thank and praise God for his mercy and his grace in my life, because I don't deserve it, folks. I ain't always been an upright guy. I ain't always been no angel. And I ain't going to sit here and act like I have been. But I do know there's a God in heaven that's long-suffering, that's gracious, and that's merciful, and that has my back when nobody else has my back other than my mother. So I just want to give everybody a personal knowledge that, you know, God is real, and he's able to move rocks, mountains in your way if you just give it to him and trust and obey. And amen, and I'm going to leave it alone at that.
Amen. 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 Thank God for Brother Derek. He said at the last minute, amen, even the devil had him, thought he had him, but God set him free. Amen. When it looked like there was no way, God made a way for him to be free, to get out. So I just want to thank God for the testimony that was coming from Brother Derek, that God moved on somebody's heart, amen, to get him out. And even when it didn't look like it, God still made a way. Even when the judge thought that whatever the amount that he put up to get him out, the judge thought they wasn't going to come up with it. But God made a way for them to come up with it anyway. That somebody had
blessed
him. Amen. Yeah. God moved for him. And now he's out. Amen. And so that shows you the power of God, what God can do for somebody. Amen. That's a good testimony there. That might be somebody in prison. You thought that, amen, they couldn't get out, but God will make a way if you can believe. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right.
I think about the Psalms of David. Amen. When he said in Psalms chapter 40, he said, I waited patiently for the Lord. I was waiting patiently. Amen. Because I couldn't do nothing about it. I couldn't move on my own. But I waited patiently on the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my garment, and he had put a new song in my mouth, even the praise of the God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. So thank God
Amen.
For that testimony today. Is there somebody else you want to give a testimony? Where God brought you from? Something God brought you out of. God heal your body. Amen. Is that somebody else want to give a testimony? How about you, Vincent? You like to give one today?
Oh, my friends, I'm just thankful for life. I'm thankful
thank God for life then. You know, just tell God. I mean, you can just say thank God for whatever it is you're thanking God for.
I'm breathing, brother. I'm breathing. I'm able to talk to my cousin, able to talk to him. So that the church say amen.
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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Lord.
Thankful, man.
Yes,
thankful, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So, again, Matt Page, I'm thankful for life.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I just get weak, man.
Yes.
I don't know why I cry, why I get sentimental, but I do.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
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 It's all right, man. It's all right.
That's the
yes.
Church.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's how I have my cousin on the phone talking to him, talking to you at the same time. It's a blessing, man.
All right.
Yes.
All right, God. It's all right.
Yeah.
That's what God's good for. God can do things can't nobody else do.
Yeah.
He can make things happen can't nobody else make happen.
Just happen.
Come on.
Man.
Just happen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Father God, bless him now. Hallelujah.
Happen,
Lord,
man.
Fill him with your presence right now, Lord. Fill him with your presence right now. I'm asking for his deliverance right now, Lord. Deliver him right now. Deliver him right now in the name of Lord Jesus. Lord, may your spirit overshadow him now, O Lord. And, O Lord, may you deliver his heart right now, Lord. May you open up his heart, Lord, to receive your presence right now. We pray right now for your presence, O Lord. For it is in your presence, O Lord, where we find the fullness of joy, Lord. It is in your presence, O Lord, where we find peace of mind, O Lord. Let your presence overshadow him right now. And Father,
amen.
I give you the praise of your presence overshadowing him, Lord, and taking control of his life. Lord, we ask him, Lord, you to take control of his life right now, Lord. Lord, he's come to birth right now, Lord. But, oh, Lord, there's no strength to bring forth, oh, Lord. Give him the strength, oh, Lord. Give him the strength, oh, Lord, to give birth to what is in him right now. And, Father
yes.
God, I just thank you today for blessing him and delivering him right now. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands right now, brother, to the Lord. That is the presence of the Lord that is upon you now. If you lift your hand to Jesus. And so, Lord, fill me with your spirit right now, Lord. Lord, cry out, brother, cry out. Fill me with your presence right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Say it out of your mouth, brother. Let it come out of your mouth. Let God hear it. Fill me with your presence right now, Lord. Can you say it? Can you say it, brother? Fill me with your presence right now, Lord. For I repent of my sins, O Lord. Hallelujah. And I believe that you died and rose again on the third day, O Lord. I believe, O Lord, that you paid the price for my sin, Lord. I believe, O Lord, you have done everything, Lord, that I might be able to receive your spirit, O Lord. Fill me with your presence right now. You have to let it come out of your mouth, brother. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let it come out of your mouth. Can you say it? Can you say it? Can you say it, brother? Will you just say it, brother? Will you just open your mouth and ask right now, brother?
Ask right now for the Spirit to come into my heart. Ask right now.
All right. Yes. That's all right.
Yeah. It's not there yet, brother.
It's all right.
Yeah, I still believe.
Nope.
All you got to do is trust and believe.
Yeah, Romans 10 and 9, brother, said if you would confess with your mouth, if you would confess it with your mouth, And if you would believe it in your heart that God has raised them from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you would confess with your mouth, if you confess it 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 with your mouth, you don't let the devil take control of your mouth. He can't stop you from talking.
Jesus is Lord.
He said he can control. He can't stop you from saying that. Amen. Confess with your mouth.
Confess with my mouth. Bless you.
Say it. Say it out loud. Father, come into my heart right now.
What are you talking about? Say what?
Father, come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
And save me right now. Well, just repeat after me, man.
That's been done a long time ago. I've asked that several 10,000
well,
times.
See, now here you go again. Now you want to talk about what happened. You're talking about now.
What?
Say it now. It don't hurt to say it again. Father, come into my heart.
Come to my heart, Father.
And save me.
Come to my heart. And save me.
Amen. I believe that you died. I believe that you died on the cross.
I believe that you died. I believe that you're Lord and Savior. I believe all that, Paige. You know that.
All right then, brother. Praise God. Amen.
That's all you can do, brother. I'm just saying, I've done it 10,000 times, Paige.
I just want you. You know, sometimes you say, no matter if I did it 10,000 times, I could never say enough for the Lord.
Might be the
10,000 times. I couldn't give him enough praise. So thank you. Amen. Praise God. Is that somebody else on the line today? Amen. Amen. If somebody been where this brother is, you, amen. Will you give a testimony? Amen. Will you give a testimony? Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Is someone else sure?
Yes. I'm here.
Go ahead.
This is just one more time. I can vouch at one time I was like this, but
go
hello?
Ahead.
I'm out.
Yeah,
okay, yes. So we all have doubts, but if I had 10,000 tons, I could not praise him enough for what he's done for me. He's brought me some places to no one. This old ratchet person, me. While he's doing it for me, he's done so much for me. Why? I don't deserve this. But God picks who he wants to pick. So he can do it 10,000 times. You can say 10,001, 10,002. You got to have faith. You don't have faith. All you have to take is the faith of a mustard seed. You know how small a mustard seed is? You got to have some kind of faith. Yes, you have. How? You think when you play sports, you think that basketball going to go through the net? That's called faith. You got to have faith in him the same type of way. This works. That's what I have. And also the thing, he's done many things for me, many of them. And just at my job, I had one guy, he was a Muslim. He used to just get on me all the time. And I had an anger problem. And he used to want to fight all the time. And one time, I say, I have to thank you, Sister Denise, because you got to give your flowers. And I talked to her about it. She told me to pray to God about it. I prayed to him. The next day, I seen him, and we talked about it. And now, he every time he sees me, he has a bright shine. I said, that's nothing but God. God put it on his heart to leave me alone because I'm one of his. And I believed it. Pray to him and ask him for that. And he took that evil spirit off that man's heart. Believe me alone. So you got to believe. You got to believe. That's the only way. You may, I've asked you 10,000 times. Ask you 10,001, 10,002, but you got to keep doing it. You got to keep doing it. You got to have faith that what you ask for, he will do it. You got to. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. They better believe that if I ask anything according to his will, he'll do it. And what we call asking, we call it perseverance. I got to continue. I don't quit just because I didn't get it the one time. I continue to ask. And I continue to believe that God is going to do with our faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11 and 6. He that cometh to God must believe that he's a rewarder of them that diligently to seek him. So you have to believe in the reward. You have to believe in the reward. Hallelujah. Is there someone else today? Hallelujah. Is there someone else today? I don't know what happened to all my brothers, but I will be talking to all of y'all. Amen. I will be talking to all of you. Amen. Did I ask to come and you didn't come? I will be speaking God's peace. I'm going to say my peace, but I'll be speaking my peace. Amen. Did anyone else show up today, sister? Did anyone else show up today? Amen. Amen. Did anyone else show up today? Praise God. There you got the house safe, man. Did I hear somebody in the background? Amen.
No, that's Rodney. It's Rodney. He's at work.
Amen. 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 I was thinking about here, amen, the same thing, you know, the Bible talks about we have to have faith in God. And we think about having faith in God to believe that God will do something. And Jesus is always giving us an example of people that come into him that ask for something and he did it. When you think about it, you know, in St. John chapter 9, it talks about a blind man, amen, that came to Jesus and he needed his eyes to be opened, amen. And then that he came to Jesus and asked Jesus to open up his eyes. And Jesus opened his eyes. And if God would do this to a blind man, amen, who had a desire that his eyes would be opened, you know, it's not just a natural eye being opened sometimes. Amen. God wants your spiritual eye to be opened. And this man came to Jesus. And he asked Jesus to open up his eyes, and Jesus opened up his eyes, amen. And so now you need to ask Jesus to open up my eyes, oh Lord. I know it's the enemy, oh Lord, that's blinding my mind so that I won't receive this gospel, won't receive this life. You just got to believe that Jesus would do it. And all types of examples in the Bible that a blind man came and opened his eyes. There's a man that had leprosy. He had a disease that was no cure for that particular type of disease. Amen. When a man got leprosy, you know, the only thing he waited on, he was just waiting to die. He was just waiting on his hands to fall off or his legs to fall off or flesh to fall off his body. But he had enough faith in Jesus to come to Jesus and say, Lord, will you heal me? And the Lord just asked him, said, do you believe that I'm able to do this? And he said, yea, Lord. And because of the man's faith that he believed that Jesus was able to heal him of leprosy, Jesus healed a man with leprosy. And so what we're trying to say, you know, you might have an incurable disease, and sin is an incurable disease, and sin needs to be, you need to be delivered from sin because it's incurable. But we can come to the Lord and say, Lord, I got this thing upon me, Lord, and I want you to deliver me, Lord. I want you to set me free from this thing that is ailing me, Lord, will you do it. And Father, because you did it for the blind man, you did it for the man that had leprosy, Lord, Father, will not you do this thing for me? And if you would believe that he would deliver you from that, he said he's willing and able to deliver you from all of your sin and all of your unrighteousness. Do you know when he forgives your sin, he heals your body? Can you believe today? Can you believe in deliverance today? You heard the testimony of the people who've been delivered today, that Jesus delivered them. They had a problem, and the Lord delivered them from their situation. You just got to have faith in Jesus that he has the power and that he was the anointed one, and it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. And because of the anointing that was upon him, amen, he'll deliver you. Amen. Acts chapter 10 says that Jesus went about doing good and healing all manner of sickness and disease, amen, because of the anointing that was upon him. So you have to know that the anointing is upon Jesus to deliver you. Do you have enough faith to believe that he's able? If you can believe that he's able today, amen, he will deliver you from whatever it is that you're into today. See, that is where faith coming in, believing that he's able. If you believe that he's able to do it, and you ask him to do it, and believe that he'll do it, he'll do whatever you ask. You know, he goes so far to say, you know, the birds of the air. He said, I'll take care of the birds of the air. Amen. He said, they don't have no barns. Amen. They don't store up, and they don't put it into the barn. They don't gather in, and I take care of them each and every day. Each and every day they go out, and I have food for them. I have food for them. And if God will take care of birds, how much so will God do for you? Aren't you worth more than a bird? Don't you feel that God looks on you more than he does the bird? That God made you, he made the bird to fly, but he made you in his image. And it's because you are a child of God, he's there waiting for your call. Is there somebody, he said, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. And so is there somebody else today? You want to give a testimony. Amen. And so that somebody else might believe. Is there someone else come on today?
Brother Greg is on, Bishop. Got to get the men so they get off.
Brother Greg. Just
good
waiting
morning,
on them to
Bishop.
Come. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to just thank the Lord. This morning has been kind of strange this morning. And I just thank the Lord because he's been working hard for me this morning. And I just want to say how my morning started this morning. I didn't sleep very well last night, but I got up this morning at about 3:45 this morning. And I left my house here at about 4:30 this morning. I left the house, and I was going to the gym. And it was just strange because when I pulled out of my parking lot this morning, it was raining a little bit. But I pulled out of the lot this morning, and it's so dark up here on this hill where I live. As I was driving out and I was going down the street, and I can't see in the middle of the street, so I'm trying to get into my lane. But as I'm trying to get into the lane, I ended up running into a pothole. And as I rolled into this pothole, I hear my tire hit the ground very hard. And I was like, oh, man, Lord. But it hit the ground, and I knew something wrong had happened. So as I rolled out of the hole, I see the tire light come on. And I'm like, oh, Lord, come on, Lord, not my tire. But the tire light came on, and I knew, okay, I know I got a flat tire, and I rolled down the hill. And the pressure light came on, so I figured, okay, that tells you your tire is gone. So I rolled down the hill to the light. The light told me I can go, and I'm like, nope, I'm not finna go. I made a U-turn and turned back up the hill. And something just told me, don't go no further. Pull over. So I pulled over, and it's like about 4:45. I pull over, and I double parked. And it's dark. I mean, pitch dark. And so I try to pull up to where I can see a little bit of light. I pull up to a light, and I'm double parked. So I hop out the car. Mind you, I'm on one leg. I hop out the car, and I look down at my front tire, and I see a big old gash in my front tire, and I can see the hole is so big, it's like I can stick my hand, my fist through it. And I'm like, well, Lord, that means it wasn't meant for me to go to the gym this morning. So I called AAA, and they tell me, well, you know, it's going to be about an hour and 30-minute wait before we can send you help, but we know your location. So I'm sitting here because I'm not going to move my car. And I'm sitting there, but I actually sat there for probably about 2.5 hours before I got help. Lord. Yeah, that's what I said. Lord Jesus, somebody got it for me. Now, I sit here all of this long, but before 2 hours go, I'm sitting here in the dark, and I'm like telling myself, Lord, I know you got me covered, Lord, because you ain't going to let nothing happen. And I'm thinking that, you know, it's always something going on out here in the middle of the night. And all of a sudden, this white vehicle, he's come flying up the hill, but then he stopped. Once he passed me, he stopped. And I'm like, just keep on going about your business. You know, ain't no reason for you to stop. And he stopped. And then I see him put his backup lights on. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
And he decides he go back all the way up. He backs all the way up, but he's making sure he don't cut no light on in his vehicle so I could see who he is. And he's just like, he back up, roll his window down, and I'm like, excuse me. And he's like, you need some help? You know, can I help you? What you doing, brother? And I'm like, oh, I'm all right. I'm good. You know, I'm waiting on a tow truck. Oh, you sure I can't get out here and help you? And I'm like, nah, I'm good. You know, he said, I can always get out here and help you, but I'm trying to tell him, no, you can go on about your business because you in the dark and you ain't trying to let me see your face or nothing. So he went on, he drove on, but then he pulled back to tell me, well, you know, I know where you live because I see you all the time, but I ain't never seen you before. Okay. And I'm like, man, go on about your business, you know, because this ain't gonna go right if you keep talking to me. So he left. And I'm like, okay, Lord, don't let nobody else stop over here with me, Lord. You know, please don't, you know, just let the tow truck hurry up and come on. And so I had to call back to AAA and tell them, where's my tow truck? Because right now, I don't need to be sitting out here in the dark. I'm a handicapped man, and, you know, they got all these strange people coming around. And so they apologized and told me they're trying to get somebody to come. And then finally, when the tow truck drivers get here, he pulls up, and I just told him, you know, I tell you what, if you can just hook my car up and take it up the hill to where I live, you can change my tire and, you know, maybe I can, you know, I can go in my storage and get a new tire out because I had some new tires in my storage. And then, you know, I can go down to Costco and leave my car down there. And he was like, you know, well, that's fine. Let me get in the back of you. And then he goes to the back of my car, and then he tells me after he cut the light on, he say, well, Mr. Williams, you know your back tire is on flat too. I'm like, what do you mean? He said, yeah, your back tire is on flat too. And as he say, well, let me see if I can put some air in your back tire. So he goes to try to put air in the back tire, and he said, well, you know, the back tire is not filling up either. So he go to fill on the back tire, and then he say, oh, you got a big old gash in the back tire too. So now I'm trying to figure out how did I ran over the pothole and it put a big gash in the front tire, but it also hit my back tire. So now I got two tires that are blown out. And so this, it just so happened, I'm like trying to figure out now, wow. So how is this day going to turn out, Lord? And so I'm like, you know, oh boy, this is a bad way to start the day. And so I asked the guy, well, I tell you what, can you just tow my car up to the house? And he was like, sure, I could do that, you know, or, you know, whatever you want me to do. And so he ended up, he towed my car up here to the house. And then he, you know, he took it upon himself not to leave my car at the house, but he came up to my house and he said, I tell you what, I'll help you do whatever it is you need to do, you know, and I told him I'll take care of you. So he went into my storage and I got so much stuff in the storage. He was like, you know what, sir, just move over and tell me what you need done. I'll do this. You don't have to do nothing but just sit back. And I mean, he took all of this stuff out of my storage, removed my two new tires out of my storage, put everything back into my storage, moved everything back into place to where it needed to be, took those tires, put them up on his truck, and helped me get back outside, you know, lock my doors and all of this stuff back up, and took me down to Costco. And he undone my car, put the tires back in there, took my wheelchair out, and, you know, pushed me around to the front door. And he said, you know, this is where the people wait, you know, and you know, if you want, I can hang out with you until somebody come. Told him, no, that's all right. But I tried to pay him. I tried to pay him for his service, even though I got AAA. I was giving him some money for his service just for coming to my house and doing what he did, and he refused to let me pay him. You know, he refused. He told me, man, I cannot take money from you. You know, he said, I wouldn't even feel good about taking anything from you. You know, me doing what I just did for you, hey, that's my service to you, you know. But I'm like, man, you came to my house and you went above your job. You know, you went and moved my bench. You moved all of this stuff out of my storage. You know, and then you stacked back in there and pushed everything back in. And, you know, that's something people don't do. And then you go, come down here with me. You didn't have to do this. All you had to do was to put my car on that tow truck and take it up here and drop me off and go on about your business. And if this is not God working, you know, this is how God works. And then he wouldn't accept the payment from me. And then when I get down here to Costco, the people tell me, well, you know what? I call inside because there was nobody there. And the Costco wasn't open yet. And then I get a hold of somebody in the warehouse. They tell me like this, well, sir, I told them, hey, I'm sitting out here in the wheelchair. I know you guys are not open. They say, well, no, we don't open until 9. He said, but I tell you what. And it was like 7, about 7:45. He said, you're sitting out there in the wheelchair. I'm going to tell somebody that you're out there. And it's going to be a guy that's going to come and open up the shop in about 10 minutes to 8. And I'll let them know you're out there. Well, the guy came and opened up the door at about 10 minutes to 8. He opened up the door for me, let me come in. He said, we're taking people by appointments. He said, but you don't have an appointment. But what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to bring you in. I'm going to write you up. You got all your stuff in the car. He said, anybody that come to the door, I'm going to let them know that you have an appointment. And I'm going to make sure that I'm here by myself today. I'm going to make sure I do your car, but I'm going to let them know that you got an appointment. So I'm going to take care of you first. And, you know, you can go on and do whatever it is you need to do. Once I get done with your car, I'll give you a call and let you know that I'm done. You can come pick up your car. And I'm like, you go do this for me? He said, yes, I'll make sure that you okay. You know, just do what you got to do. And when your car is ready, I'll call you. And I'm like, wow, look at this, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, that's how my morning started off. And then on top of that, I just got off the phone with my doctor because I had an 8:30 doctor's appointment, which is I didn't think I was going to be able to catch that appointment, but she just called me not too long ago. And we, you know, went over my appointment about my blood clot in my leg and everything. You know, so even though I thought this day was starting off bad, this day didn't go bad, you know, because God has been with me throughout the whole morning. And every time that I thought something was not going to go right, the Lord assured me that I got your back. You don't have to worry. And this is one thing I've been going through, you know, times that I'm sitting by myself and I'm thinking things are going to go wrong. God is assuring me time after time after time after time, I got your back. You don't have to worry. I got your back.
Thank you, Jesus.
And all I could do is say, thank you, Lord Jesus. You guys just don't know. God is all the time with me. He's not allowing me to, I don't second guess him. Nothing. I got your back. And that's the good God that I have in my heart. He's with me all the time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, so,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for my brother and Lord, my brother, Lord, for what you've done for him. You're showing your hand, Lord, that you're with him. You'll never leave him. You won't forsake him. No matter what he's going through, Lord, you're there for him. And, Lord, I just give you the praise today, oh, Lord, for you showing yourself strong in the behalf of your people. And we give thanks right now for blessing Brother Greg and give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen, Brother Greg. Thank Brother Greg. Now, that was a real testimony showing you the goodness of God and how God works for you and works through you. And that was a good testimony, Brother, this morning. How that God made a way for you when you didn't think there was no way. He made a way for you to get everything done that needs to be done. And so from now on, you're confident. No matter what goes wrong, God will turn around and send you some help. So thank God for his angels being around you today to protect you and give you the aid and the help that you need. Amen. So thank you for that testimony. Amen. I was trying to see, amen. Do we have somewhere else? Did we have another 502 number come on, Sister Denise?
Richard Smith.
Go ahead, Brother Smith. Hey, man, give your testimony this morning. I know you went through some things that you can tell us about.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning.
It's good to be on the line with Christian folks this morning.
Yes, sir.
We should always...
Hey,
Vincent.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing this morning?
All right, my man. Go ahead, do you.
All right. Good to hear your voice. Anyway, we should always have a testimony every morning when we wake up. God raised us up. We didn't do it on our own. I do have a testimony. God has been good to me, in fact, for 82 years. According to the Bible, we should have 70. If we're lucky, we may have a few extra. But I'm 82 years old today, and thank the Lord for that. And back in 2012. I was on my job working, and it was a normal day. And all of a sudden, I had a pain that hit me in the side. And it was really unbearable. So I advised my boss that I was going to put away my equipment and go to the doctor. And he said, no, don't worry about putting away the equipment. You just go to the doctor. So I went on to the doctor, and they did some tests and sent me to the hospital to have CAT scans done and so on and so forth, and found out that I had a gallbladder problem. So they set up an appointment to remove my gallbladder. And after they removed the gallbladder, of course, they sent everything to the lab to have it looked at and everything and tested. And then come back, and the doctor called me and said, can you come into my office? I said, yes. He said, I got your test results. So first thing he asked me when I walked in the office, said, did you bring your wife with you? I said, no. She wasn't able to come, but I brought my best friend with me. He said, who is that? And I said, Jesus Christ. Is that enough? Is that enough? He said, yes, that'll be fine. So anyway, he told me that you have gallbladder cancer, and it is very serious. And he said, if we had 100 men lined it up down the wall, we would be lucky to find two that would have this rare cancer. Hmm. He said, I want you to go have some tests, Ron. I'm going to send you to University of Louisville. I'm going to send you to UK. And then you determine where you want to go, because you're going to have serious surgery. I said, well, okay. The Lord and I will do what you requested and do what the Lord asked us to do. So we went on to UK and U of L and had the test run, and they both agreed that I needed surgery. So I decided to go to UK with assistance of the good Lord, and had the surgery, and I spent about 2 weeks in UK. It was major surgery. They took out part of my liver, took out some lymph nodes and all of that stuff, and I stayed in there. And then after I got in there, I developed hiccups. The doctor gave me medication for the hiccups. They didn't seem to go away. These hiccups lasted for about a week. And so I was laying in the bed one night, and I was tired of these hiccups. So I just had enough of them. I said, Lord, I surrender all. I said, I can't get rid of the hiccups. Doctor's not doing any good. I surrender all. It's in your hand. I went to bed that night, woke up the next morning, the hiccups were gone. I've never had one since.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I recovered from the cancer in 2011 with the Lord's help. And then in 2012, I went to the doctor, and they tested me again and said, you got prostate cancer. And I said, well, the Lord and I will do what we have to do to get through this. So he gave me a choice of chemo and radiation, or either take some pills. So I took the radiation treatments, took 30 of them, and got over the prostate cancer. And with the grace of God, I'm doing well and 82 years old and still here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, it's all good, Richard.
It's all good. And every morning when you get up, first thing should be out of your mouth is, thank you, Lord, for another day.
Thank you, Lord. Well, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that is my testimony this morning, and I hope that maybe it would be a help to someone.
Amen.
But always keep Jesus on your side. He keep Jesus on the main line. And with Jesus,
Amen.
You can do wonders. You can do wonders.
Yes,
yeah.
So I'm going to get off of here, and may God bless everybody, and that is my testimony, and everybody have a great day, and God be with you.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank God for Brother Smith there for his testimony of what God brought him through. and brought him through the two cancer scene. Amen. And now he's free of cancer. That's been since 2012. So from that time till now, that God still has him here at 82 years old. Amen. He's still walking. He's still upright. That just showed you the power of God and what God can do if you will believe. And see, most of the time, you got to have faith. You got to put faith in God, that God delivered him from the heat cup. Amen. So thank God that he just finally, when he got to the place where there was something that the doctors couldn't do, and he decided he was going to call on God. Now, well, Lord, I've done all I can do. And so now, Lord, I'm going to call on you, Lord. And God answered his prayer. So it's just showing how God answers prayer, how God saves and how he delivers. And that is why we're here to give these testimonies of these things so that somebody might believe. Amen. One thing you have to do, you got to believe. You got to believe. You got to have faith that God is able. And so whatever it is that you're going through, if he did it for Brother Smith, and God has no respect to a person, and if God did it for him, don't you believe that God would do the same thing for you if you would just call on him and ask him to do what it is that you won't do it? Do you think God would do something for him and not do it for you? If he didn't do that, then he would be considered to be having respect to person. But God said, for whoever will have faith in me, whoever will just believe, if you just can believe in me and ask for me, I'll do whatever it is that you ask me to do if you would just believe that I'm able to do it. All it takes is exercise your faith. And when the brother talked about if you have just a little bit, sometimes all it takes is just a little word out of your mouth. Amen. Just a little faith to be able to say something or ask God something. Amen. It don't take a lot of faith to do that, to believe that he's able.
Just the faith of a mustard seed.
Amen. The grain of a mustard seed. Small faith to ask God for something and then believe that he's going to do it. All it takes. All it takes. Everybody, well, I can't do it, I can't do it. Well, you got a mouth, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You can talk. You can ask. Amen. In faith. And if you ask anything according to his will, and you know what it is, your will, his will deliver you and to heal you. I don't know why Jesus would have went through it. 39 stripes on his back, being beaten unmerciful. Amen. Being beaten beyond recognition, amen. Having thorns in his head, amen. Hallelujah. His back wide open from the cats of nine tails that beat upon his back. And I don't know why God would allow Jesus to go through all of that and then not give us all things. And not give us all things. Hallelujah. Is there someone else got a testimony? Someone else want got a testimony of praise or whatever you like to give today? Amen. You heard what he said God did for him. Is there something you want God to do for you? Is there somebody this morning?
Praise God.
Go ahead, brother.
This is Minister Wright. Thank God. Give honor to God. Head of my life. That's Paige over here. Sister Denise, that had over this line, all the people on the line out here today, thank God for the testimonies and what God can do. You know, there's no little thing, and there, like you said, no big eyes, no little U's. Whatever God do is great, whether it's little or big. And I just want to thank God because if you can appreciate the little things, then that just make God do more. Be more sensitive for him to do big things for you. And so we thank God for people don't, like the brother said, waking up in the morning time. Everybody ought to thank God for waking up in the morning, even in through the night. When you wake up, turn over. I thank God for turning over at nighttime. I'm still alive, you know. And so, and like the brother was just talking about them hiccups. Man, before I moved out here, I developed some hiccups. I couldn't. I said, what is, you know, I'm drinking, you know, I'm holding my breath trying to make them go away. Ain't working. Drinking a lot of water, that ain't working. And then I had the hiccup so bad, making me throw up, and my breath was cutting off. Oh, I'm running through the house trying to catch my breath. Hiccups. I was like, what is this? So I went on to the doctor, you know. I went on to that hospital. I wasn't worried about it. I said, you know what? I know I ain't got no COVID or nothing. I went to that emergency room and registered in there with the hiccup. I was like Peter, sitting there full of the Holy Ghost, wasn't worried about nothing. They called my name up there to go talk to the nurse. The only thing made me mad up in there, made me upset, is that she go ask me, what's your gender? Before I knew it, I jumped up out that seat. I said, do I look like a woman? Do I look like a woman? Do I look like I was a woman and became a man? Yeah. Well, we have to ask you that, Mister. I said, no. Did I ask you, was you a man? And you look like a woman? And so that's the only thing that made me mad. And I got a shot. So I asked them, I interrogated them about that shot first. I said, hey, don't be trying to fool me. In fact, let me pray about it first before I think about giving. He said, well, just a chromosome shot. We gave you the pills before, and you took them, and the hiccups kind of subsided. I said, yeah, they did. But then they came back. He said, we just going to give you the same shot as just a chromosome shot. I said, let me see the tube that you're doing, because, you know, these people lie to you. And I wanted to see where it says cortisone. You know, this was a cortisone shot. So he, you know, he produced it, and I said, all right. I took the little shot in my arm, and lo and behold, I never had another hiccup again. And so I just thank God that he has his hand over me in that, and they never asked me about no COVID. Never asked me about COVID. Did I have it or have I come in contact with it? I didn't wear no mask or nothing. I said, well, this had to be the Lord, because he know how I feel about this. Of any COVID or anything trying to suggest that I got to take a test or anything, I'm just going to walk out, because I'm not taking no shots and don't believe in them. And you people on the line shouldn't believe it in them neither, because we should believe in faith and not masks and shots and care at all. And so I just thank God for protecting me all the way through since the start of when it started in March of 2020. But I've never really worn no mask, and I was homeless in the middle of, at the height of the so-called pandemic, and I've never taken, had a mask or nothing like that. I never had a cold, never had a runny nose or nothing like that, never been sick. And I just thank God for keeping me, because he said that it won't come nigh unto you. So these are the times that we live in to call God on his word. He said, remind him of his word. And when you remind God of his word, that he a healer and that he can protect you and put a hedge of protection around, he can bring you through anything, and you got faith in it, all you got to have is faith. And so I thank God for increase of faith, and I thank God for my faith, and that my faith don't fail me, and I won't fail my faith. And I pray that your faith, and that the things that I've heard this morning, that your faith will increase even the more to believe, because we only go through things, and God bring us through things just to prepare us to go through the next thing. And the next thing may be a little bit more than the last thing. And so we got to have faith to faith, because when you have faith to faith, there's glory to glory. And so I just thank God for having faith in all things in the name of Jesus. And keep on having faith in your health and your walk with God. And don't let your faith fail you. And don't let these people talk you out of your faith. Stay with the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Did we miss anybody this morning? You heard those testimonies coming from the Lord. Amen. That God can save you. He can save you out of sin. That's what God wants, to deliver us from sin. Sin has been the thing that separated us from God. And this is why we need to repent. Repent, repent. That's what God say. Repent, repent. Turn from your way and turn to God's way. Amen. If there's someone else got another testimony before we get ready to close out of here today, but if there's somebody else got just came on, we want to hear from you today.
That's it for the men, Bishop.
Amen. That's it for the men. But praise God. Amen. Thank God for all those testimonies. Man, they were some powerful testimonies this morning, and I can see God moving on the line. I see God moving on someone, and God is touching the hearts of people through this, through your testimonies. So thank all of you, and I want you to know I appreciate you, and I love you for coming in and just sharing your testimony. I don't know what happened to Brother Tobias. I miss Brother Tobias. You got to tell Brother Tobias I miss him, amen. And he's not on, but amen. Brother James, I got to tell him we miss him this morning. Amen. And I just thank everybody that is here. We're going to get some scriptures before we go, because this has been the scriptures on this line that we've been using. And y'all can go with me to Psalm 91. And amen, I can read the first verse, and then y'all come after. And I get y'all, everybody's on the line. You can unmute now. And we just want to recite Psalm 91. It's because we're standing on this by faith. So we got to put our faith in Jesus that he can keep you. Amen. He can protect you. He can save you. So will y'all go with Psalm 91 with me? Amen. Give you a little time to get there. Amen. God has been good. God has been good. Psalm 91, amen. If you have it, say amen. Somebody say amen so we can go through this, and we're going to let y'all go.
Amen. 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 Amen.
I'm going to read verse 1, and then y'all come after me with the next verse until we get through Psalm 91. Amen. It says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty."
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust.
Surely, surely, he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the north and pestilence.
He shall cover thee with his feathers.
He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust.
His truth shall be thy shield.
Shall be thy shield and buckler.
Thou shalt not be afraid. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day.
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at
noonday.
A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh me.
Only with thy eyes.
Only with thine eyes shall thy behold and see the reward of the wicked.
And of the wicked.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
There shall no evil,
befall thee.
No plague come nigh thee.
Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
They shall bear thee up
in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet.
Because he has set his love upon me.
Therefore will I deliver him.
I will set him on high because he has known my name.
He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Hallelujah. Amen. May God bless and confirm that word unto us. Amen. May he confirm that word to you, and may this confirm this word to us, and may we stand on that word. So whenever we're facing anything, take the word out and make a confession of his word. Come to the time now. Somebody wants to be saved today. Does anyone want to be saved today? That's the main thing we're here for. Do you want to be saved today?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory
to your name. Hallelujah. Anyone want to be saved today? And even for the Holy Spirit, people have been filled with the Spirit on this line. And we want you to know that if you want to be filled with the Spirit,
line muted.
Faith to believe that he'll give it when you ask. And is that you today? Hallelujah. Will that be you today? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we just read, you know, sometimes we just read Romans chapter 10. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's say something that we have faith in. Amen. Romans 10 and 8. Amen. He said, but what said it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But with the whole man believing unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And verse 13 says, for whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen and amen. We're going to open it up now, amen, for prayer requests, testimony of somebody who's been can be taken off the list that God has already moved in their life. And we want to take names off this year. That was on there last year. So if you got any testimony, prayer request, we want to hear from you now before we dismiss.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mother.
I wanted to take, Darren, the one that had cancer, and the doctor had told him he wouldn't live. Another year where I just want to take his name off the list because he died last night. Nine something.
Hey,
man. And his wife, Amelia, I wanted to, just pray for her and her family because she also lost her auntie yesterday just before her husband died. And I wanted to put Frank on the phone because that was a good friend of theirs. He's going through the same thing with cancer. So put him on the prayer list because he's fighting for his life too. And everything. And I had talked to them, about the Lord Jesus, I never had met her husband, but I talked with him when she told me he had cancer, and they told him he didn't have but a year to live. So I got a chance to talk to him and everything, and talk to him about the Lord Jesus, and everything, and told him about how, to confess, accept the Lord Jesus into their heart as their Lord and Savior, So either way this week, hallelujah, it would be good. But they told me they wasn't ready. And so I never did get a chance to talk back with him because he was in and out the hospital, and everything. Mm-hmm. So I just want to take his name off the list and just ask for prayer for the family.
Amen. We got a media for comfort and Frank's family comfort. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. 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 If no one else today, amen. Praise God. I just want to thank all of y'all for tuning in today. Amen. I know there's a lot of ladies on. I thank y'all for listening in. Y'all just faithful people, and I want you to know I appreciate y'all. Amen. If you can't count on anyone else, we can count on y'all. Amen. Thank God. Y'all give y'all such a hand.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Count on y'all. Amen. There's nobody else. And thank y'all for the offerings that you sent, the offerings that you give. And the box for my wife. Amen. Just want you to know I love y'all for that and I appreciate it. It, you know, when you do small things, it makes you feel like you appreciate it. And everybody, you know, like to feel that they appreciate it. And that, you know, you got somebody standing behind you. You know, you got someone that loves you. You know how the old song goes, it's so good to love somebody when you know somebody loves you back. I love y'all. I love y'all, and I know y'all love me back, and I just want to thank you and appreciate it. Amen. Before we go now, amen, we say, Father God, I thank you, O Lord, for you reaching out today, Lord, touching the families, Lord, that has lost their loved one, O Lord. Lord, may you give them comfort, Lord, even in this time of need, Lord. Comfort them with your word, O Lord, even with the comfort, Lord, that you have stood upon us, O Lord. And I want to thank you for moving in the families, Lord. And, oh, Lord, for the family of Brother Darrell, Lord, we ask you to bless that family. And we lift them up, oh, Lord, in prayer, oh, Lord. And, oh, Lord, that you would move in that family, Lord. You would take away the grief, oh, Lord. And, Lord, when they grieve, oh, Lord, let them not grieve to death, oh, Lord. But, oh, Lord, let them be able to accept the things that you have allowed. And we give you the praise. And, Lord, the prevost, Lord. And, oh, Lord, the brother, oh, Lord, the football player, Lord, we pray for him, oh, Lord. You are strengthening him.
And,
the young people.
Yes, sir.
We pray for the marriages, yes. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, we pray for the singles, Lord, those that are single, Lord. May you bring a husband their way, oh, Lord. And, oh, Lord, I know, Lord.
Line unmuted.
Lord, and may they be able to know the one that you sent them, oh, Lord. And I give you praise for open them eyes up, Lord, to see the one, oh, Lord. Thinking about him, oh, Lord.
Line muted. Line unmuted.
And, oh, Lord, for all the families, oh, Lord, domestic violence, Lord, we come against domestic violence. Oh, Lord, we know that, Lord, the one that
yes,
we love.
Yes, we cast that devil
out. The one in that
the
we love.
Jesus.
Lord, you remove their anger, oh, Lord. Things between the families, Lord.
Yeah.
And, Lord, whatever it is that's standing between them, Lord, they don't come together, Lord. I pray for unity. And, Lord, I pray for the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, may you bring peace to the home, Lord. And may you be peace to the families, Lord. May you bring peace between the father and the mother, Lord. May you bring peace between the mother and the daughter, Lord. May you bring peace, Lord, between the father and the son, oh, Lord. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Lord. Yes. And Lord, I give you the praise, Lord. And Lord, you said, oh, Lord, if we ask anything, Lord, oh, Lord, you would do it. So now, Lord, I hold this list up before you. And Lord, because you know everything, oh Lord, and because of the names, Lord, that's been presented on this line, oh Lord, you heard the request that was being made known unto you, Lord. And oh Lord, you said you would hear us and you would deliver us. So now, Lord, we come in touch and agree. And you said if two shall touch, oh Lord, come into agreement of anything that we ask of the Father, you said it shall be done. So Lord, now the people of this line, we come in touch and agree. Lord, that you want to move and you want to heal, you want to save, you want to restore all the things, oh Lord, on this list. And we give you the praise and the thanks for it today in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Give God another hand for you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Amen, for sitting here today.
I had a prayer request.
Go ahead, sister, brother.
Hello.
Who is that?
I had a prayer request.
Who's that?
Rodney Jackson.
Brother Rodney.
Yes, sir. For my brother. Jim. My brother, he drives a bar train out here in Oakland, in Oak, California, and he was pulling the station, and somebody jumped in front of his train and killed himself.
Oh, Jesus.
And so he's out on leave for that. And like, that was very traumatic, but right
God
before
bless
that,
you, baby.
His best friend had died of AIDS.
Hello?
Amen, yeah. Brother Rodney. Yeah, I need to His best friend had died of COVID before that. But, I mean, I was trying to get in so I could have got in, but, I mean, I know it's too late, but I was trying to get my prayer request in. So.
Amen, amen. Father God, Father, oh Lord, oh Lord, you give him comfort, Lord, and you would help him to overcome.
Yeah.
Lord, all of his sorrows, the things that he's gone through, Lord. Lord, we ask you to move on the brother, oh Lord, and bless him, to help him and uplift him. Father God, we give praise to him, brother, oh Lord.
Full of water.
The tragic that he's gone through, Lord. Oh Lord, comfort you, give pardon, Lord, and give him peace. We thank you for the peace that you bestowed upon him, for the faith that he has experienced. And now, Lord, we give you thanks, O Lord, for the peace being upon him in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
now,
Jesus.
Now we say this. Now we say unto him that is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless for the presence of his glory. With exceedingly joy, to the only wise God be all the glory and the praise, as we dismiss
well,
from this world, but never from his presence. And may God's presence ever be with you to lift you and to keep you. And we give you thanks as we dismiss in Jesus' name. Let everybody just say, Amen.
Amen.
The weekend, oh Lord, may God continue to watch over you. Amen. May God put somebody in your way that you might be able to speak to. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Love y'all. God bless.
God bless you guys. Thank you, man. Thank all our men for those wonderful testimonies. God bless our men. God bless you. Love you. Be in church.
Everybody. So let the church say, to what his plans are, to what his word says. Let the church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church say.
let the church say,
amen, amen.
All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, Lord.
Let
the church
say, amen.
Oh,
let
the whole church let the church say, let the church say, amen. Oh, I need you to say it when you dream about to die, knowing that God is not a man. He just can't lie. In spite of what the devil does.
Have a great weekend. Be safe. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.